The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is from BlackEnterprise.com and is titled Men in Black with or without Will Smith. Sony Pictures is officially moving forward with the next addition to the Men in Black franchise with or without Will Smith. The most anticipated question about the project is whether Will Smith will return as the iconic Agent J. Insiders confirm that once Bremner completes the screenplay, Smith will be among the first to receive it, Deadline reported. Sources say that the 57-year-old actor will not commit in any capacity until he has read the final script. Bremner's professional relationship with Smith hints that he is the man for the job, as the writer also penned Smith's upcoming Netflix actioner, Fast and Loose. Hopefully, the screenwriter's ability to craft a compelling story is enough to draw the megastar back into his tailored black suit and black sunglasses. The franchise's global track record is astounding. All of the films combined have collectively earned nearly $2 billion at the box office. However, the latest attempt to expand the universe, Men in Black International, starring Tessa Thompson, failed to follow the success of its Smith-led predecessors. Sony's confidence in the project is also tied to the proven chemistry between Smith and Bremner. Recently, the two collaborated on Bad Boys for Life. The film delivered one of the decade's most durable action comedy hits. The Bad Boys franchise is also a $1 billion franchise, which is holding strong after nearly 30 years. In a 2020 interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Smith said the movie worked because we trusted the writing and trusted the comedic rhythm. He credits Bremner with sharpening the story's pace and tone. If writing, chemistry, and trust remain, the newest addition to the franchise will be excellent. The next article is titled, Black Women Were Seen. For 5 decades, we have challenged brands to see us intentionally, speak to us authentically, and invest in us meaningfully. It wasn't always easy. It was the height of the Black Power movement and the Vietnam War. This was an era when some of the most electrifying black women musicians in history were locked in, Aretha Franklin, Diana Ross, and Tina Turner, dominated radio stations and our collective consciousness. What better time to launch a magazine? In May 1970, Essence Magazine was launched into the American publishing stratosphere. But despite the vibrant presence of black women in popular media and entertainment, and the powerful images of black women dominating the culture, we were still largely invisible to advertisers, a major problem for a fledgling outlet. Founded by Jonathan Blunt, Cecil Hollingsworth, Edward Lewis, and Clarence O. Smith, Essence was among the first major periodicals dedicated to celebrating the interior lives aspirations, and complexities of modern Black women under the guidance of our first editor-in-chief, Ida E. Lewis. We arrived on newsstands as a bold, proud, and painstakingly curated publication for unapologetically Black women. Essence became a part of an enduring legacy of Black media that has informed and entertained since the 1800s. In the 20th century, publisher John H. Johnson's Ebony, Jet, and Negro Digest made it clear to advertisers that Black people were a consumer base worth investing in. Yet, it would be decades before Black women would be recognized as a distinct demographic worth selling to. You know, there were less than 15 pages of advertising in the first edition, said co-founder Jonathan Blunt in the 2023 docuseries Time of Essence. Quite frankly, at that time, we had to find the very few advertisers that actually had Black ads. In 1968, just 2 years before the magazine launched, a McKinsey and Company report revealed that less than 2% of U.S. advertising budgets were allocated towards reaching Black consumers. In the rare instances that Black people appeared in advertisements, their presence was reductive and stereotypical. Essence posed a challenge to that image by presenting joyful, multifaceted portrayals of Black womanhood, and we insisted that the industry catch up, standing on business. That demand wasn't just about inclusion, it was about integrity. In late 1986, Revlon's then president, Irving J. Botner, publicly remarked, "In the next couple of years, the Black-owned businesses will disappear. They'll all be sold to white companies." Black companies objected to this derisive statement. In 1987, during a nationwide boycott of Revlon led by civil rights activists, Essence took a further groundbreaking step. The magazine banned ad dollars from the cosmetics giant at a time when advertising revenue was a make-or-break issue for print publications. Taking the high road wasn't always the best for profit. However, the move solidified the company's role, not just as a media outlet, but as a moral authority and community advocate. It was one of the first clear examples of what would become known decades later as conscious capitalism. Essence demonstrated that Black media could drive both business and activism, and that advertisers couldn't rely on Black dollars without earning Black trust. By holding brands accountable, Essence forced a cultural and commercial shift. Its boldness encouraged other Black-owned media companies to rethink their relationships with advertisers while pushing brands to reconsider how they engaged with diverse consumers, rewriting the rules of representation. As Essence grew, so did its impact on the advertising world. Throughout the 1980s, 1990s, and early 2000s, the magazine helped reshape how brands depicted Black consumers. Gone were the lazy stereotypes and background roles. Essence demanded and modeled nuanced portrayals of Black women. We also became a training ground for Black creatives, photographers, writers, stylists, and marketers found not only work but mentorship and cultural validation at the magazine. This pipeline of talent helped shift the advertising industry from the inside out. According to a 2023 Nielsen report, 61% of Black consumers said they were more likely to purchase from brands that authentically reflect their culture in advertising. This growing demand for authenticity can be traced back to the groundwork laid by publications like Essence. What began as a small editorial team with a big vision has evolved into a cultural powerhouse. By 2025, Essence has become more than a magazine. It's a multi-platform media brand, a case study in culturally fluent marketing, and an influencer in corporate boardrooms. And the numbers prove it. Today, Black consumer spending power is projected to exceed $1.9 trillion, with Black women making up a dominant force across beauty, wellness, fashion, and entertainment sectors. Our spending power is no longer ignored because Essence made it impossible to overlook us. The Essence Festival, a cultural and economic powerhouse. Perhaps the most visible expression of the brand's impact is the Essence Festival of Culture, launched in 1995 in New Orleans. What began as a celebration of the magazine's 25th anniversary has become one of the largest Black cultural events in the country, drawing more than 500,000 attendees annually and generating more than $300 million for the local economy each year. The festival features panels, performances, business expos, and wellness programming, all rooted in uplifting Black people and Black culture. It's not just a party, it's a marketplace, a political forum, and a showcase of Black excellence. Major brands that once overlooked Black consumers now compete for space at Essence Fest, eager to connect with one of the most influential demographics in America. The event has become a barometer for which companies truly get it and which are still catching up. In this way, the festival embodies the brand's central message. Black women are not just trendsetters, they are economic and cultural engines. They are not to be marketed to as an afterthought, but with intention and respect. More than a magazine, a movement. In 2025, Black history is quite literally being erased. Our lauded public figures and accomplishments have disappeared from government platforms. Our language and colloquialisms have been co-opted by those who wish us harm. Through it all, Black women have consistently supported platforms and programs for the greater good, and Essence has been central to that. The magazine didn't just change how Black women were portrayed, it changed who gets to be behind the camera, at the design table, at the computer, keyboard, and in the boardroom. 55 years after its founding, Essence stands as proof that media can be both profitable and principled. It's a continuing reminder to brands, creatives, and consumers that authenticity isn't a trend, it's a way of life. The next article is titled, Celebrate the Joy of HBCUs. For generations, HBCUs have been the heartbeat of the community, the spark of possibility, and a foundation to lead, create, and inspire. Within these walls, legacies are built, and inspiration is passed from one generation to the next. That same spirit lives on in the entrepreneurs who shape industries and uplift communities. These brands and products founded by HBCU alumni are a testament to what happens when heritage meets hustle. Cheer for HBCUs. Bring school spirit home with a Tuskegee University cheer doll. HBCYOU Tuskegee Cheer Captain Doll. Curl Magic. Treat your tresses to a hydrating hug while celebrating natural textures. Camille Rose Curl Love Moisture Milk. Camille Rose Moroccan Pear Conditioning Custard. Camille Rose Curl Maker. Gloss Goals. Layer on this popping lip combo and own every room you walk in. The Lip Bar Vegan Matte Liquid Lipstick, Rich Auntie. The Lip Bar Vegan Lip Gloss, Trophy Wife. The Lip Bar Vegan Lip Liner, Straight Living. Swipe of Confidence. Stay fresh and confident with this natural deodorant. Clay Pitts Queen Natural Solid Deodorant. Clay Pitts Sugar Kids Natural Solid Deodorant. The Best Drip. Coffee steeped with heart and soul. Chicago French Press Coconut Cream Medium Roast Coffee. Chicago French Press Original Blend Medium Roast Coffee. So fresh and so clean. Keep the kiddos squeaky clean wherever you roam. Wipe Me Down's fragrance-free baby wipes. Happy Hues Big Ups Disposable Training Pants. The next article is from Essence Contributors. Ajani Payne, our search for a photographer to capture the models in our inaugural Best in Grooming Awards led us to connect with this talented New York City-based artist who specializes in imagery and sound. Payne's practice centers on creating liminal spaces that reveal his subjects in moments of softness and vulnerability, a world he extends through his musical imprint, PHZ, Payne Hurts. Raquel Ruff, a research and communications associate at the Samuel Du Bois Cook Center, the North Carolina native, honed her leadership skills at Fayetteville State University, the HBCU, where her parents are also both proud alumni. Ruff is a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, and her work centers HBCU students and legacy, education, social justice, and politics. In Leaders of the New School, she examines the expanding role of HBCU grads in the business, fashion, and STEM fields. Chloe Castleberry, this writer, editor, and content manager is always ready to share how much she enjoys living in sunny Los Angeles. When she's not writing, she spends her free time reading and binge-watching reality TV. In this fall-winter issue, Castleberry takes us on a timely journey into the fascinating world of wearable technology with style meets function. Her work can be found in She Knows, Flow Space, and Vibe, to name a few outlets. Carissa Mitchell, a proud alum of North Carolina A&T State University, Mitchell earned a master's in fashion marketing at Lim College, grounding her artistry in both journalism and visual expertise. The dynamic creative shepherded several fashion features in the issue and also interviewed gymnast extraordinaire Jordan Chiles for The Freedom of Evolving, The Beauty of Becoming. Mitchell has styled such celebs as Keke Palmer and Cardi B. And when not on set, she commands the turntables as one of New York City's sought-after DJs, seamlessly blending rhythm and style. Myesha Yvonne. As a visual storyteller, Yvonne is compelled to examine and document honest portrayals of legacy, labor, love, and self-identity in underrepresented communities. She clearly understood the assignment, expertly snapping our cover stars for The Moment Is Theirs. The Brooklyn-based photographer and director, who originally hails from Cleveland, has produced images that have graced the pages of Vogue, Time, Numero, and the New York Times. Jason Rimbert, one of the fashion industry's most innovative creators, Rimbert built his career by moving seamlessly between the editorial world and his work as a stylist for powerful pop culture stars such as Issa Rae and Lizzo. His ability to express personality and uplift people through wardrobe is evident in Marlon Wayans' Is Him. And The Moment Is Theirs. The stylist turned designer is the driving force behind Aliette, a luxury brand that takes inspiration in name and spirit from both his daughter and his late mother. The next article is an editor's letter titled A Love Letter to 2026. Consider this your official heads up. Our fall-winter issue is a little different. You might be flipping through these pages wondering, wait, what happened to September, October, and November, December? Well, we combined our last two issues of the year into one full and beautiful send-off. Why? Because Essence is stepping boldly into the future. Starting in 2026, we will be publishing 4 issues a year. Yes, less often, but definitely more elevated. Think more pages, more intentional storytelling, more quality content. Instead of a quick 90 pages, you'll be treated to a richer, more expansive book every time. Because here's the truth. We value and respect print deeply. We've held on to it longer than almost anyone else. But if you want Essence to keep thriving for another 55 years as the only major publication speaking directly to Black women, then we have to evolve. Tech first, future forward, transforming without ever losing our stance, our mission, or our voice. So, in many ways, this issue is the last of its kind. And what a way to close the chapter. We have got the incomparable Brandy and Monica, two legends, two sisters in song, sharing the cover as they prepare to bless us all with a joint tour that's been decades in making. Talk about full circle moments. We've also stacked this book with Marlon Wayans' Drew Sky, and Olympian Jordan Chiles, and because it wouldn't be winter at Essence without some heat, we are unveiling our 2025 Sexiest Men of the Moment. Boston Celtics star Jaylen Brown, actor, musician Rome Flynn, and singer-songwriter Leon Thomas, all tied to our inaugural Grooming Awards. On top of that, we are presenting our annual holiday gift guide, so you can stop scrolling for ideas, plus a New Year, New Me package designed to set you up right for 2026, because it's going to be here before you know it. If this feels like a transition, that's because it is. But it's also a celebration, a love letter to where we've been, and a promise of where we are going. As Toni Morrison once said, if you surrender to the air, you can ride it. And trust, Essence is flying. The next article is titled, The Big Six. If your goal is clear skin, dietitian Rosinder Russ Powell says these six food types can make a difference. First, leafy greens are packed with antioxidants that repair damage from the sun and pollution. Examples, collards and spinach. Number two, lean proteins help build collagen and elasticity. Examples, chicken breast, lentils, Greek yogurt. Three, healthy fats trap in moisture and add glow. Examples, avocados, tuna, olive oil. Number four, orange and red produce, aka carotenoids, brighten skin tone. Examples, sweet potatoes, carrots, tomatoes. Number five, berries and citrus are rich in antioxidants and vitamin C to support collagen. Examples, blackberries, kiwis, and oranges. And lastly, number six, nuts and seeds supply fat-soluble vitamins and zinc to reduce inflammation. Examples, almonds, walnuts, and pumpkin seeds. The next article is titled, Remember the Time. As our 55th anniversary celebrations continue, here are some fun Essence facts and trivia. October 1970, we made the trek to Paris Fashion Week. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.